parashas Vayikra, Yonim Karbonis are all, Yonim Karbonis are all very big with Muslim, obviously, and sometimes it's a little bit hard to be oimer a little bit on some of the Yonim. There's one of those Yonim in the Mokum Shchita that is, that really has in itself a lot of nekudas. It says in the pasuk Yeralof v'shachad oisayachem zbeach tzafoyin lefnei Hashem that a karmoila you bring tzafoyin lefnei Hashem v'zog na'arkanim asdam zbeach saviv. So the aloch of tzafin is something which is unique to kachikachim and not kachikalim. It's one of the mafchinim, one of those that are that distinguish between the kachikach and kachikalim. It's not easy to understand the nafkamina. In other words, we don't find generally that there's any makam kedusha. There's chatoes apnimiyim where you bring in the dam into the kodesh. There you make this rika connected the pareches and so on. So there we understand that it's a higher dag if kedusha went in. We understand kachim kachim are not given to zar to eat. We understand that also. But the shechita itself is not something that we especially have any type of havana. Why would zar itself be different? I mean, the range of kedusha went from mizrach to ma'ariv. With the kachim kadosh and ma'ariv, the kodesh a little more mizrach and so on. The tzof and dorm doesn't have any particular inyan in it. But upon it, the halacha is, and that's mafchin between the two. The it's more than that. It's a halacha in all kachikachim, and in oila certainly. There's a parash of oila in first an oila of a par of a bakar. That's one. Then he has an oila of tzayin. It should have been mentioned in the first parasha, because the first parasha is the parasha of Oila. In other words, Tzoyin is just telling you that you can also do Tzoyin, and it's a little bit of a different Seder of Hakrova, but Lemaisa, it should have been mentioned there. Why is it mentioned here? Because I'll speak about it. The Ramah has a Sefer on old Inyanim, Beis HaMikdash, and Kachim, and so on. Big safe in mitzad the teichnin yom, not mitzad alochis, called teiras ha'ila, and he associates it with the following, that since most of kachikachim are chet in yonim, you have a chatos, and you have an oila, which is also, it's meratze on chatoim, you have an asham, so basically it's the vast majority of times it's associated with chet, as opposed to shlomim, which is not. So b'meila, it sort of is telling you, since tzofin is a side that has in itself, ra comes from tzofin, mitzofin to pascha ra. So b'meila, it's keneged that, it's miratza that, and so on. That's how he learns, that's how he understands. We'll see in Chazal, and we'll try to understand it more fully. The Medrash over here says, and this is a mocker, for what we do in Kseira Korbanis, it says Veshachas ben Abok uba ayil hu aimet tzfoina lefnei Hashem. Why? So the Medrash really asks this question: why by ayil do we say tzfoina lefnei Hashem and not by ben Abok? The halacha is it's every oila. Amru v'shor she'okar Avram Avinu Yitzchak benoy hisken Hakadosh Baruch Hu shnei kvasim echzor shatzor shabbos. That Hakadosh Baruch Hu made a carbon. When there was that Kedas Yitzchak was a zman that was misugal to be manchel in Klal Yisrael, the Indian of Karbanis, especially in those Mesiras Nefesh and so on. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu was masking to kvasim eshal shasah shal arvis. Fine, Adkan we understand. So that means every carbon, since there's some sort of sense of injecting yourself in Mesiras Nefesh. So the shnei kvasim of shachris and arvis is a mini mini akeda, so to speak. V'kol kach lama, why? She b'shor she Yisrael makriven tom ragam mizbeach. V'koyrinas ha-mikra hazeh tzfoyna lefnei Hashem, zoych ha-gadosh baruch ha-keres Yitzchak. So when you say this pasuk, when you mekayim the pasuk tzfoyna lefnei Hashem, that's where you have the zecher of Akedas Yitzchak. So there is the inyan of the aisle, and that I understand. In other words, it's specifically an aisle. That's and but that is, so it should have said vimen atzoyn karbonei or shnei kvasim tamimim. That's where there should have been the hadgash in the medrash, because that's what we're talking to. The tzfoynel of Hashem seems to be totally unrelated to this inyan. And the Tzfoyna of Hashem is a prat in all oilers, not a prat in Karban Tomid, in the Ser, anything like that. It must say, it's at the beginning of Pasuk. And this is the mocker why we say this Pasuk of Vishakta Zayachim Zayat Tzfoyna of Hashem, it's part of Karbanis, because it's a Zeicha for this. What is it? What did they find in Tzfoyna Lefnei Hashem? So true, the word Lefnei Hashem over here, it comes up, but Lefnei Hashem is also strange. There's no reason why Tzofen should be called Lefnei Hashem. Lefnei Hashem could be by Ma'ariv, that's the Kodesh Kodoshim. No reason why Tzofen should be Lefnei Hashem. Then he says, and this is a quote, it's a Tana Devel Yor, because this type of Nusach says a lot of times in Tana Devel Yor. Me'idani Olayas HaShemayim V'Sa'aretz. So, this is a nusach Al-Yon says, this is the type of nusach. Medena love Shemayim v'sa'aretz, bein goy ben Yisrael, bein ish ben isha, bein eved ben oma, koyunus amirka zet tzfoyna lefnei Hashem, zeich ha-kashpoch ha-keres Yitzchak, shem tzfoyna lefnei Hashem. So it says anything that is anybody who's bein goy ben Yisrael, bein ish ben isha, bein oma, this pasuk is a schus for them, ha-keres Yitzchak. Very, very hard to understand. First of all, being goy ben Yisrael, what is chus akedas Yitzchak for them? Why? But the point of the Chazal is that everybody is nichlal. Everything and everybody is nichlal. This chus. Other types of chusim, they're as chilukim. Maybe only Yisrael. Maybe only Ish. Maybe only Ben Chayrin. This is something that's koilal everything, everybody, and so on. What's the school? It's a big schooler. Yes, the Arkada is the Arkada. What is it about the Arkada, and specifically in Tzfoyna Lefnei Hashem, that you have the schus, a schus that's not mischalik into subdivisions? That's we're trying to understand this marriage. There's generally speaking, there's a big stira. This stira isn't Tzofen. Is it good? Is it not good? What the meat of Tzofen? So we brought before the pasuk of Mitzofen to pasuk harav, harav. The Yalkut Reveni brings here that in Tzofen is where all the bed comes from, all the shadim, everything is in Tzofen. The general, the way the Rishonim explain the Tzofen is that there was a yishuv in Mizrach Meir of Dar. Taking only the top half of the world consideration, which is the Chelik Miyushev that the Torah talks about, so you have the different areas were Miyushev. As you went further north and got colder, there was less and less Yishuv. So the north is a desolate place. It's a forsaken place. That's the thread of thought in different Chazal. And generally speaking, Tzofen is seen as being Doroim is Doroim. It's where the sun is high up, and the sun being the mashpia of life, that's Toiv. And the Tzofen is out there, hidden, where the sun is hidden, and it's cold, and you don't get so much sunlight. And the Mela, it's less life-giving and more frozen, so on and so forth. So generally speaking, Tzofen is seen as being the bad, the worse, the makom of Ra, the makom of Einam Min HaYishuv, and so on. But first of all, we have here in the pasuk Tzfoyna Lefnei Hashem, which is Oymed Arsheni. What's Tzfoyna Lefnei Hashem? The Meshech Chochma brings a fascinating raya. It says in the Yerushalmi, in Shabbos, in Akosiv, that they used to mark the Kroshim, that the reason was that Keresh, that was Zochel, Lios, Bitzofen, should not be in Dara. So it's a get of Milam B'Kodesh. So it's clear that the Krushim are something, the Tzofen is the more holy side. Because Krushim that was Zeichet in Tzofen shouldn't have to be in Dara. So obviously Tzofen is Cheshava. Interesting, very interesting Raya. So there seems to be a stira in Chazal about, and in Rishonim about the mile of Tzofen. We just saw the Rama says that Tzofen is the Makom Ran, that's what Makom Chet is, and so on. So how do you reconcile the stira between what Tzofen is? Is it good? Is it bad? So on. So there are two Chazal about the Ruach Tzfoinis, and then we'll try to explain what all the ruchas in the world that Akash Baruch created. Akash Baruch created the world in a certain oifen, and obviously the Tzura of the Bria reflects some of its toichen and so on. So the Gemara Bava Basra says that, the Gemara says the Oilam Azeh is doimer to an achsad, to machlokes. Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Lozer says this world is doimer to achsadra. It's misuveves al gimel ruchos, and not misuvev on ruach, on the ruach tzvaynis. So again, it's very hard to understand exactly what physically they're referring to, but that's not the tachlis of Chazal. Chazal are trying to explain where does the sun go at night. Where's the makom that it loses contact with the world? So Rabbi Elazar says that the world is like tachsadra, meaning three sides is bounded. So Mizrach, Ma'ariv, and Dorim, the sun is bounded. If it goes out at night, it's through the Sof and Ma'ariv. That's the way that's the description of it. Rabbi Yeshua, it's interesting to say Machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua about Nissan or Tishrei, but Rabbi Yeshua says that the world is doima lekuba, which means like a cube. It's completely sealed in, and it goes lemaila min haheker, whatever it is. That's a machlokes. Balkoponim, the ruach the tzofen is designated as the mokrim that is it's where it's open. It says that Klaius on the midbar, the Ruach Tzfoinis, that same sugi over there, speaks about where you can and can't make different granaries and things like that, because the different ruchos, Akapon, the Tzofen is the place that is open. That's where Blaza holds. There's a similar medrash in Pirkei Avos, and he adds a knetz to it. It says, Arba ruchos v'olam. The Pirkei Avos says there are four ruchos. There's Mizrach, Ma'ariv, Tzofen, Dorim. And Davacha, Ruach Pinas HaTzofen, Bara V'lei Gmorei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ruach Tzofen and did not close it in. And at least understanding it, the marshal, the way we would understand is, as we go Tzfoina, it seems to be without Gevul and just seems to be not a Makom Yishuv and so on. Or like the Gemara in Babas, it's Achsadra. The Makom, the Tzofen is something which is not bounded. Oma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Shekol Misha Yemesh Oloikai, anyone who holds out to be a god, Yovo V'yigmas Apin Azeshinachti, let him go and close off this place. V'yeda Kol Shalokai, everybody know that he's a god. V'shom Hu Modor L'mazikin, V'lezvos, L'ruchos, V'lesheidim, L'brokim, L'ra'omim. This is the place where you have mazikim, and earthquakes, and ruchos, and sheidim, and brokim, U'mishom Ra Yoitzis La'olam, Shnei Mitzofen T'pas Hara. And this is where Ra goes out into the world. So he's Koveya. He also writes that Tzofen is the place where everything bad in the Bria comes from. But the first half of it is tantalizing. He says the Lashon is that if anybody is going to go and wants to prove himself and say that he's a god, let him just complete it and do it. The pashup shot is you can't. Just like, you know, I'll give you one place to do yourself, you can't do it. Then you see that you know, like it says in the Shayin, if all the Chum got together and tried to be very Archas, they couldn't. Here also, here, I left you over one corner of the world to try and do something with it, you can't do anything with it, and so on. I think there's also a Knech here. It says that Sadikim, it's a Medrash by Yaakov Avinu, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Boirei Lomis, Sadikim also Boirei Lomis. It says also Likara B'Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There seems to be a remez, Arab, also Latoiv, that it's possible to do something there that will give you that Darga. Possibly is remez that also. But Al-Kaponim, the other, he's giving us, the Pirkei Avos and the Gemara are both saying the same thing, that there's a place left unfinished, undone, and this is Ruach Tzfonis. The Gemara doesn't give us a reason. He gives a reason. This demonstrates HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So let's try to be a little bit misamic. It's not. It's obviously very deep inyan. Let's try to be oimid on a certain toichet. The mocker for what I'm telling you now is the Ramchal has a sefer called Adib Amarim. Very deep and difficult sefer. Not easy sefer at all. And he discusses this inyan over here. He talks about the Ruach Tzfonis, and he says the following. Before what he says, let me just point out one nekuda. The map of Chazal, and like we point out, we learned the Targum, has the face facing Mizrach. In other words, on a typical map that we have, the maps we use today, we're facing north, and to our right is east, and to our left is west, and to the back of us is south. That's the way we have a map. In Chazal, and you see, Memina Smila, Smila Mila, he says it's Sof and Dorim. We face Mizrach, which is a normal way. Mizrach Shemesh Ad Mevoi, it's the start of the day, so we face Mizrach. To our right is Dorim, and to our left is Tzofen. So Tzofen is connected all that Chazal calls Smoil, and Shayach to Smoil are all Shayach to Tzofen when that's how you orient the map, which is the way Chazal and Torah oriented the map. So the Ramchal says the following. He says, in every chelik of the Bria, in every tzad of the Bria, the Elyonim were mislabish in the Tachtonim. In other words, whatever the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Hashpah that's in Dorim comes into Dorim. So it's a direct hemshech, just like all Inyani Ruchnias go from Lamal Lamata, transition in Dorim and in Mizrach and Ma'ariv is seamless. It's mashpia, straight. That is the hashpah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every ruach. In Ruach Tzfonis, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhaga was not mislabish lamata. It didn't follow through. It wasn't connected. He did not connect it. He did not connect it to Tachtonim. And b'meila, whatever midah it is that is in Tzofen, does not follow through, doesn't come through in this world in Tzad Tzofen. That's what Tzad Tzofen is. So the way he explains it, it needs a tikkun. In other words, you need to engage the two. So it's a much, he explains it on a much deeper oifin. Not the Pshat HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't finish the fourth side at all. He didn't connect what's supposed to be to what is. And b'meila you have that nituk between the two. The word soften means hidden. And therefore it's something which is not manifest on that side. It means that in the fourth side, you have a midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Hester that that's the kavurik mida. In the mida of Hester, you have two ponim to it. One is that from what we see nothing. We see when Akash Baruch is not being mashpia, then what we have is absolutely nothing. That's tzofen. And the mela, there's the makom for the ra, for the shadim and the ruchas and the zvos and all those things that we saw in the picture was to be over there. It's like, you know, when the cat goes away, the mice begin to play. It's less. It's wherever Kodesh Baruch Hu is hidden, there's a totally there is ability for every form of ra to manifest itself. Mitzad Sheni, the what you have there, you don't have anyplace else. Just like there's a gedder, it says the shulchas itzofen. The rule about Ashiris is that ein abrocha mitzuyah b'davas somim in ayin. Whatever is mizgala in this world is limited, and that's it. Whatever is hidden for us is ein soif, and it's way bigger. So in the tzad sofen, you have an extraordinary dichotomy between what is and what could be. What is nothing. What could be is infinite. In every other tzad, you have a hashpoz, tremendous amount of hashpoz, but they are limited. The fourth side is something that has apparently no hashpoz, because the earthly mashpia is not mechuber. The earthly mishpoim are not mechuber to lamala, and so luchuri have nothing, but that hides a bleak vul. Marav tuva shetzafanto liriecha. The olam haba is a olam atzafon, because it has it's not only a Kodesh Baruch Hu did not reveal to us. It doesn't have the ability to reveal itself in this world. It's the makom avoda, because avoda is only shayach when there's a hester, when we don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's an avoda that is higher be'etzem than other avodas, because it deals with the beyond, which is be'etzem limitless. That is the way I understand the Ramchal, in the difference between tzad sof and other tzad. So mitzad, it's toichin. My rav tuvcha, it's a fanter echo. The rav toiv can only be shaykh there. Mitzad, what's here is vos and shedim and ruchos, etc., etc. That's the and that's so the Gemara of Basra that speaks about all the others are gadur, they're mesuvav, means. It implies a certain limitation. When I draw a line and a boundary and I close something, it's closed. And b'meila, I have it. Whenever I have a dove misuyim, mitzarecha, it doesn't become less because it's misuyim. I have it. It lacked, and it doesn't become more either. If I lock something away in a vault, I don't lose money. I don't gain money. It is what it is. So three ruchos are lacked. The fourth ruach is open, and the Pirkei Rablaza, when he says, whoever claims to be a god, let him try and close it. It there's many shades of meaning to that. It means that mitzarecho, the avoida in that, is avoida beyond gvulas adam, because gvulas adam. To be like Elikim, you need to be beligvul. It shows the difference between Adam and Lamala. No matter how big of a tzad, no matter how much avoid this Adam, this is beyond. Mitzad Sheni, the same asidin that tzadikim abuyin olamas, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the makom of Bnias olamas. It's the makom where a person can start from scratch, Batsim, where there's total hest upon him, a person can do everything. The less hest upon him, the less a person has left to do. That's the understanding, I think, in the Brit Mila. Let's go back to our Inyan, and let's be omer on the side of the Tzfona Lefnei Hashem. In all Avodas Adam, there's a mahalach in Seichel and in Das to that I'm also I deherit and b'meila I'm a balabas on it. L'marshal, tztaka. Tztaka is something that everybody has a feeling for it. A person understands it. A person gives tztaka. A chelik of it is, the mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, a chelik of it is my havan and tfisa, that a person is a better person when he's giving. A person learns. Many of the inyanim of mitzvahs that are a shleimus of the person himself, there's a yad adam in it. It's mugdar and mugbal, and it has a metzias that I have a tefisa in it, and it belongs to that chelak of avoda and gilui of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is megala all sorts of inyanim of tzelem alikim and the bria. A person who's a bal nefesh is sensitive to it, he chaps onto it, and so on. In being moisa nefesh, whether a person literally is moisa nefesh, where a person gives everything up, there's no makom tfisas adam in it. More so, Akedas Yitzchak, the nekud of Akedas Yitzchak was, Lachuri gave up every ruchnistic element of his. Avram Avinu was kuli chesed, and he came into a world that was Moilach Navayda Zara and all that. And he brought into the world the tfis and avana of being a mativ. To be makriv his own son is shayach to a makom that has no shayach to this world. There was no hislapshus of that inyan into any seichel and anything in this world that could correspond to it. The understanding of being makriv ben yochid has zero to it that Adam has a tefis in it. And that's why it belongs to the chelik avoida that's called tzofen. The chelik avoida and the tikkun of the avoida of tzofen was a mice of Avram, when he gave up for something that had absolutely no tefis in this world, and b'meila he was meshayach himself to something that ain't safe and not mugdar, not mesuv in this world. The tzfoina is lifnei Hashem, because since when it's gadur, I have a tefisas adam in it, and b'meila I'm shayach to it. When it's open, it's kuli open to vaita, and the only place a person has real lifnei Hashem is the makom that's tzofen. So the schus that we're maskir in oila is the carbon that's kolil Hashem, and kotche kadoshim, the chaluk of kotche kadoshim kotchem kalim is that same kav. Kotche kalim, there's a tfisas adam in it. The Bailam also eats. The Bailam has in it a chelik, so b'meila it means it's a hashbah that has shaychis, and there's a chelik in this world to that. I have an achiz in it through eating the basa, through eating the mincha, and so on. If it's kodesh, if it's kodesh kodashim, then it's only kohanim and mizbeach, or only mizbeach, so that means that be'etzim the world as a whole has no shaychis to it. And certainly oila, which is kolil tashem, this world has no achiza, no tfis in it, no tam in it, nothing, no achil of it. And b'meilo, that belongs to tzfoina, and the tzfoina is Hashem. And the sheirish of those avoides that are shayach to tzfoina is dafka, is the akeda, because that's an avoida that's totally kol Hashem. There's no achizim mitzad avoida. There's no achizim adam to that avoida. That's the avoida of tzfoina lifnei Hashem. The lashon in the Tanit Valyo is that it's kolel everyone, ben ish, ben goya, and so on, because in the chelke avoda that are shayer to tfisas adam and that are mesuvavim, that are mesuvav, that's shayer to whoever it's godur. There's gedorim. This is shayer to Yisrael. This is shayer to kohanim. This is shayer to kohen gadol. This is shayer to melech only. This is shayer to zman groma. This is shayer to certain makom. Once mitzvahs have entered into the world that we have a tefis in, and 99.99% of our avoda is in that world, there's automatically gedorim. No avoda can be koil everybody. The avoda that belongs to the place that's not mesuvah, to the makom that's pasuach, that's shayer to everybody, because it has no gedorim to it. It's koil everything and everybody because it's not a bal gedorim, and that's where that avoda is. The let's try to understand it a little bit, I guess, b'nyaneinu shtikl. Midas Hadin is Smoil. If we're to ask ourselves, what is Smoil? We identify it with Midas Hadin. And again, Smoil is Tzachm, like we're talking about. Smoil is identified with Midas Hadin. But it's not only Midas Hadin. It's the pshat is, Smoil is the place of Hester, of Tzofen. Within the place of Tzofen, you have the Mokum, where if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Mashpia, I have to earn it on my own. That's a Mokum Din. So it's the pshat din is chal within the framework of the makom of Hestav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the midah much bigger, is much, much bigger than Mizdin. It's the midah of Hester. In the midah of Hester, the chur, there's room for that's everything. On the one hand, Avodah Zarah, and all sorts of ruchas and shedim, all sorts of kaychas have a playing field, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu seems to be behester. We have the ability to do avoda, because HaKadosh, and that's where Midas Hadin comes in. Midas Hadin exacts its din over there, because this is minutik from the Hashpah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is kulei din, and but lemaisa, the possibilities of tapping into something beyond is something that lays dafka there. I want to apply it in a few places, in two or three special inyanim. One is, there's a yichud in Avoida, when Avoida is done not before Hesia. Tznius and Hester are milus in Avodas Hashem. Positive is a mile in general. Persons shouldn't be misgoya, a person shouldn't show off, a person, you know, should be bitsnius. Those are milas toivas everywhere, always, and that's definitely. But in a much deeper oifin, those avoidas of a person that are birabim, bifahesia, are always limited. A person who's conscious of what's around him, so his avoda is within a framework. It's godur, it's mesuvav. And it could be a very, very big framework. But lemaisa, at the end of the day, that's all there is to it. A person who's oivid, behesta, is be'etzim limitless of what he's drawing on. The Elder Slabotka, who Lemaisa is probably responsible for Torah and Klal Yisrael today, all the great Mambitz of Torah came from his base medrash, it was incredible. All the yeshivas came from him. No one knew anything about him. He had a little notebook of private notes of Kabbalah of that they've tried to decipher it. They couldn't. He everything was written in a code of a letter or so. The only thing is he would he wrote, his initials on that was Hatzofen. It's Nosson Zvi Finkel, Hatzofen. That was his code for himself. And everything else was code. Everything about the person was mysterious. No one knew where he came from. No one knew much about him. Everything was behesta. And that, it's the only way, it's ha-behotalia. If you're in a darga where you shayach very clearly to your metzias, and this is your playing field, so you're limited by it. You're encouraged by it, but you're limited by it. Wherever you're able to tap into that makom paros, in the place of Ein Sof, the limitless as to what you can do. That's one chelik. There's another chelik, and that is wherever we have, wherever in a matzav hest upon him, we see it, it's troublesome, it's difficult, it's bothersome. We're really, really, the matzavim that we see as hest upon him as opposed to oras upon him, we slog along, we don't get any place. Things are just difficult. And in terms of practical accomplishment, we're usually limited. But if a person were to declare that wherever there's tzofen, he's be'etzem coming from someplace much deeper, the place that I don't understand, in Avram's tmiya, it made no sense whatsoever that entire lifetime of work should go up in smoke for nothing, for what? That's where the gili, the greatest gili, lay, that included the ticket for the entire world forever. And it's because it's a makom avoda that's tzofen, because it's the place where Kodesh Baruch Hu is hidden, that it's lifnei Hashem. Under Rabbi, wherever there's something visible, like it says, you know, loy barash and not be'esh, you know, but the cold mamadaka, anything that's visible is good. It's limited to that. But in those places where we really have a very rough time, and on the visible level, there doesn't seem to be any progress or going any place, that's because if a person is ma'aseh nefesh, the person is tapping into something that's far beyond it. It's a very beautiful letter. There's a letter the Bresser wrote to Samson. I wrote to him that it's very, very difficult. Tzaris, and he says they're absolutely unfathomable, absolutely impossible to understand. So he wrote to him, you're fortunate, because if you would understand it, you would only have the tzaris. Now that it's unfathomable, you have a Kadosh Baruch Hu there. There's extraordinary depth to that, the Kuda. Wherever things are beyond Seichel, they're beyond Seichel. And that's Dafka, we have the Giluy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Zohar Kadosh says, that it says in the Pasuk, it's Pasuk in Shai, Oymer letzofen teini, or letemen al tichloi. It says, tell the tzofen, the side tzofen, to give forth, and the side dorim, not to withhold. So the Zohar says, all toiv comes from dorim. So you tell him, al tichloi tzofen, where no toiv comes from, you say, teini, give. And tzofen and dorim just say, don't hold back. And yes, Sidney speaks about the obvious and so on. I want to try to explain it, maybe this is what he means, but I'm going to try to explain it in our terms. Akela techloi means it's contained within something. So if somebody has, everybody has only a finite amount to give. So you have it, and the question is, give it or don't give it. So the most we can ask from Taimon is al techloi, because it's not an infinite amount. So if I tell somebody give, what I say is, in your wallet, you have X amount of money. Give. How much money can you give? If he has $1,000 wallet, he can give $1,000. That's it. Tzofen is teini. It's like v'yitin lecha. It's tzofen is limitless. It's a makom nesina. It goes. So adrabba. In the other places, the most we can say is al tichloi. In tzofen, because it's the makom hester, then there's bleak vul. That Akash Baruch Hu Mashpia. It's a way we come now to Hefsik, in a sense, the steiging and the growing that a person gets from Sturim are great. They're contained within Sturim. and they have a certain geder, a certain gvul. The mile of it is, it's apparent what the geder and the gvul is. This is the geder, this is the gvul, this is it. Those in Yonim that are shayach to Hester, those in Yonim that are shayach to, we don't see apparent in Yonim lined up. That's those mokim pirtzes are really the mekaymes where a person taps in lufnei Hashem. It's whether it's matzavim that a person doesn't have those clear the mesuvah where it's pasuach, whether it's matzavim where things are bewilderingly behesta and impossible to wrap your head around it. In all of those matzavim where Adam doesn't have a tfisa, that belongs to the Tzfein of Hashem. And the schus of the Tzfein of Hashem is that Avraham Avinu at Yakeda put it in a kuda in Klal Yisrael, in the nekuda of Mesiris Nefesh, that says in the Sfarim, that he planted in the school of Mesiris Nefesh, lies in the kuda that we are shayach to that mid of Tzofin, where in the world, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not apparent, it's the makom of Ruchis and Zvoyes and Shedim, for Klal Yisrael, in the Pirtza, and the Tzofin, they had the Tzfoinel of Hashem, and the Zeichet to the Marav Tuv Chashat Tzofan Tzoriachem. Shabbos. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
The other thing is also with the mashal of the Bilvasra and the Shemesh.
Yeah.
So the flip side, the Makomis that the Gemara knows where the Shemesh goes to, those are Makomis and Slavshas, right?
Right.
Where there is Shefa in the world.
What?
Where there is Shefa in the
yes.
world. Versus the other ones that
yes. Yes.
And the thing, I missed the quince. The Lifnei Hashem. What he's saying is because it's a makom of wasting, waste dying,
right.
And a person has the ability to really, even though he has no framework, there's nothing guiding him for eloquence, it's open ended.
Right. Right.
That's the ability that he can lift himself so high. So why?
Right.
Why is that?
Because it's between you and Hashem. In everything else, it's me and this, me and this. Here, it's the pshat is between me and Hashem. There's nothing there. It's like. There's nothing to keep me away from Hashem, but on the other hand, there's nothing to bring me close. In other words, it's something that allows, you know, there's no gvul to where it, I can go as far as I want. Most of my double day.
Is the pshat that you can only have avoda with this hester pomim.
Right.
So we have the maximum amount of hester pomim. You have the maximum amount of
avoda.
So
and that's the lesson of the Pirkei Avos. Whoever wants to be like a lakai, this is the place to.